Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Day two of Limbo Land. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's
Thursday.
Thanks, Morgan. It's time for the news. Here we go.
Thank God.
Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone. All Natural Stone Tile and Showroom. Stone and Tile Showrooms are the Bay Area's largest supplier of domestic and imported stone, tile, ceramic, porcelain, glass, handmade ceramics, and mosaic tiles sourced from all over the world. They help me remodel my kitchen, and they want to help you too. They're open by appointment. They have four Bay Area locations: Berkeley, Burlingame, San Jose,
and Dublin.
Dublin.
Did we do it? Did we do it on time?
I don't think so. Anyway, and
Nicole
also
doesn't even
online
care.
At allnaturalstone.com. Check them out.
All right.
All right. Here's what's happening. I got a couple things for you, and one of them's pretty silly, although, you know, I'm going to have to in advance say, calm down, listen to the punchline, please,
okay,
as I read this.
Right. Oh, no.
Everybody relax. There you go. Yeah, relax.
Whoa.
This is a text, and I'll tell you who sent it after.
Okay.
Just my thoughts, obviously. November is finally here. I've seen a lot of hate spewed in recent months about a man who is a constant winner and overachiever. And that's what people who support him like about him. He's been caught in lies and twisted the truth a little, but he's still out there proving his haters wrong time after time. Some people are jealous of someone who is successful, powerful, and has a lot of money. Throw in a hot foreign model at his side and they hate him even more. You may not have wanted him in his role, but he's there now, and there's nothing you can do about it. I know it's possibly going to get worse over the next several days, but like him or not, Tom Brady is really turning things around in Tampa Bay.
Ha! There you go.
Yay. Get it? Never mind.
I get All right. That was a good one. That was a good one. Because I knew, obviously, if you said there was a punchline, so I knew it wasn't Trump, but I didn't come up with Tom Brady. I just
Tom
don't think
Brady,
about him
everyone.
Anymore. Because you mean, yeah, I think you mean Trader Brady.
No, actually, I think
that's
that
what you mean.
Tampa. He's in his rightful position now as the possible MVP of the league this year. Mm. Go Tommy. If I can say that with a little bit of a Boston accent. Go Tommy.
Very little bit.
Right.
He's a traitor.
Speaking of football, the 49ers play tonight, everyone. So it's the Niners, Packers. Both teams are missing important players. Although, from what I last checked, I think the Packers still have their quarterback and we don't. So that's unfortunate.
Yep.
But what are you going to do?
It's not fair, man. The deck sucked against us.
Well, we're missing some players because of injury, and then there's a COVID thing, and they shut down the facility yesterday, and we do see there's some spiking right now, which is to be expected. We don't have a vaccine yet, and so the numbers are going to go up and down, and that's just the way it is right now. Here's a couple coronavirus stories for you, though.
All right.
If you've had to postpone your wedding indefinitely because of the pandemic, an airplane charter company is selling a wedding in the sky package.
Oh.
Where you can get married in front of your close family and friends on a private plane. It'll cost you $28,000 for a two-hour flight.
And do they feed you, too? That's not bad. I mean, a lot of people pay more than $28,000 for a wedding, I hate to say it.
I don't know if you can, it doesn't say what's included. Look up wedding in the sky and you'll be able to find out everything that's included there. But for in a 2-hour flight, I guess you got to eat quick. I mean, the ceremony's only, 15 minutes at the most, but you got a drink or two before with everybody and then you got the ceremony. And then
there's a takeoff and landing. You got to be in your seats and all buckled in for that.
Yeah, I don't know. 2 hours? You're definitely not getting prime rib.
Well, that is for sure, Vin.
Looks like there's some hors d'oeuvres and
Finger foods?
Champagne.
Oh.
Blech. Both of those sound gross.
You like hors d'oeuvres?
I don't know if I do. It depends. I mean, I often look at hors d'oeuvres and go, "What? That's not food."
I'm always afraid to taste them because if they're really garlicky, then I'm going to have garlic breath all night. And a lot of times they do put, some spicy little thing.
I mean,
but man, when they come around with, the creme fraiche with the caviar and a little piece of salmon on a little disc of bread, I'm like, okay, give me, five of them. Just I'll take the tray. Thank you.
Oh, that's the last thing. That's exactly what I would walk away from, the thing you just described. No, thanks.
So good.
I've been known, though, when the hors d'oeuvre is correct, to eat only hors d'oeuvres.
Says flower arrangements and catered food.
Oh.
Oh, all right. There you go. 28K.
Included? Or?
Seating up to 16 people.
Oh, it's a very small wedding, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I suppose you've got to bring your own preacher, the pilot's not going to do it? Or does the pilot do it like a captain would on a boat?
Cabin crew member officiant.
Oh.
All right.
Yeah,
here's a question for
you. Under $30,000, a lot of people can't do their wedding for that.
As we have entered into unprecedented shelter in place due to this pandemic, one of the things that has been really interesting to watch, in particular during the election and some of these propositions that were up for vote, you see people wearing masks in the ads.
Yes.
And you go, wow, they've chosen to make these very current and very real. And that's a choice, I guess, you have to make, right?
Right.
So the question is, do you want Christmas commercials with shopping and all the things they're advertising? Do you want them to acknowledge the pandemic and show people in masks?
Well, if you're asking me, I don't really care. You know, I do notice when there's masks in there, but I also don't notice when there aren't. You know, I'm like, oh, look, people, like it has always been.
Right.
So I personally don't care. I guess maybe if someone's like really like an anti-masker or really a pro-masker, like they might, they'd be the people to ask, I guess, man. What do you think?
According to a new survey, 53% of people say yes, they should acknowledge the pandemic and show people in masks. And I guess while I have chosen to do what I've chosen to do for the safety of myself, my family, and others, I do think they should show people in masks because for those of you out there who've chosen not to, maybe you need a better example set for you.
Maybe.
I mean, I don't know what else we can do.
Yeah.
Everybody's tried to ask you and plead with you to please.
Well, they're acting as though someone's got a gun to your head saying put the mask on, which is just not the case.
Right.
You don't want to wear a mask? Don't wear one. But you can't come in here because we've chosen to make that. We're following the state mandate.
Right.
You know.
When I see something on TV that somebody's not wearing a mask or a group of people together, it seems dated. It seems like pre-COVID to me. You know?
Like there's an ad that's been around for a while?
Right. Exactly.
Right. That's...
You know what I always thought was weird was when people would get booted off Big Brother, they had to put the mask on. I'm like, really? The person who should put the mask on is Julie, right?
I mean, yeah, except Julie, this is her TV time.
Mm.
And it's her TV show.
Face out there, right. Yeah.
And I can see why there probably was a very short conversation where her and her agent said, no, Julie won't be doing the mask. See, that's going to be the contestants, not her.
Yeah, she will be talking about God a lot, though. A lot of God this year, I noticed.
Well, I'm sure she had to get her husband straightened out.
And God helps probably with that, helped. Right? Get on your knees.
In North Dakota, a Republican candidate for state legislature won his election on Tuesday, even though he'd passed away from the coronavirus.
Huh. So the people didn't know, and they voted for him anyway? Too late to get him off the ballot?
I guess.
That is too bad, though, that he died of coronavirus. Mm-hmm. A lot of people have died of it. I know that there are people out there who go, no one's died that I know, so they don't think it's happened, but a lot of people.
This is another quickie on coronavirus. Researchers went to 24 different stores and swabbed stuff to see how dirty everything was. The big surprise was that shopping cart handles aren't that bad.
Oh.
The worst spot is the credit card PIN pad.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
sure. The thing you're forced to use your hand or something on. That's the worst. They're the germiest surface because everyone uses them and they're not wiped down enough. And even that piece of plastic they put over top. What good does that do? That's just more plastic. You're just touching the plastic.
To contain the stuff. Right, exactly. So, you know, those little key things people have now on their key rings where you can use those to poke numbers.
You know what?
And stuff.
I have one, and it doesn't work on the touch screens or...
Right, because you got it. Right, the touch screens.
So it's not as good as you'd like it to be.
Right.
And it also sticks you in the thigh all the time.
Oh, that's not good.
No. It's not good.
Thanks, pulling a Plaxico.
Handles on the shopping baskets, they say, are not being wiped down as much as the carts. So those are second on the list of the dirtiest stuff in the grocery store. Let's see here. Freezer door handles, the baby seat in shopping carts. That plastic flap part.
Yeah.
They say...
Well, babies' asses are dirty.
Oh, well, they say that's being wiped down fairly often, so and not many people touch it, so that's not as bad. And then the shopping cart, the handles are being wiped down the most, so those are actually okay. It looks like the worst thing is that credit card PIN pad, so keep that in mind when you go
shopping.
Wear
your mask, don't touch your face, and make sure you sterilize before you take off your mask, you know? We've all got sterilizer in our cart, or whatever it's called, hand sanitizer.
Right.
John's always squirting that stuff at me. I think he thinks I'm full of germs.
Nice, John.
Constant.
And you're not even the one that leaves.
I know. Well, and they get mad at me, too. Like, they don't want me to clean the groceries. I take the thing, and I wipe down the groceries. And Riley's like, you need to spend, you know, Professor Killjoy. He's like, you need to spend a lot more time on each item. I'm like, do I? The whole thing's wet with Windex.
Just let him do it. You do it.
Yeah, there you go.
But then I'm not helping. I didn't do the shopping, and I don't do the wipe down. What good am I?
Yeah, just
well,
don't help.
You know, you're doing it. This is your good. You're doing your good right now. You're making some money.
Yeah, okay. That's it. See, John, you're right. I don't have to help.
Yeah, just don't help.
I'll just sit there on the couch. Like I always do.
And that's more helpful.
It's what you do best.
Just sit there.
Oh, keep talking. You are winning today, buddy.
Just sit there.
Did John miss that text I read? Should I reread that for him?
Yes.
You missed it or you heard it?
Oh, I think I missed it.
Let me read this to you. Hold on.
Darn it. I got to find it.
Oh, here it is. Okay. Just my thoughts, obviously. November is finally here, and I've seen a lot of hate spewed in recent months about a man who is a constant winner and overachiever, and that's what people who support him like about him. He's been caught in lies, yeah, twisted the truth a little, but he's still out there proving his haters wrong time after time. Some people are jealous of someone who is successful, powerful, and has a lot of money, throwing a hot foreign model at his side, and they hate him even more. You may not have wanted him in his role, but he's there now, and there's nothing you can do about it. I know it's possibly going to get worse over the next several days, but like him or not, Tom Brady is really turning things around in Tampa.
That's John's fake laugh, by the way.
Yes. No, it's not.
No. John.
I got to channel my inner South Boston. He's a traitor. He's a traitor, Vin. Okay. Get him out of here. Get him out of here.
Yeah, we've been hearing that the company line from Sarah for quite some time now.
I know my role on this.
It's a company
There's
line,
a distillery really? In New Hampshire that has two new liquors coming out. One is a whiskey that tastes like deer and a brandy that tastes like something called corpse flour.
That corpse flower thing, that bloomed recently at the Conservatory of Flowers in Golden Gate Park, and that thing stinks.
Yeah, that's what they did. They specifically did it on purpose to make it the grossest whatever.
Why are we doing this?
So they added venison to aging whiskey to give it, quote, savory compliments.
Oh, for God's sake.
And they're releasing a brandy in December that's flavored. Oh, look at that. Good job.
Oh, John's laughing his ass off now. Shut up. You're not on the show.
I like the whiskey. It tastes like deer. That's awesome.
And they say the brandy.
The sailors and brandy.
There you go. It's been flavored with corpse flower, which is one of the worst smelling flowers in the world. They say it adds, quote, death and decay to to the floral notes of brandy.
That's what brandy was missing. Oh, God.
They also say that if you can't wait for deer whiskey, which is out next week, or corpse flower brandy, which is out next month, they already have another questionable product for sale. It's a whiskey flavored with castoreum.
What's that?
You should look that up.
Is that
whiskey flavored
with
castoreum?
Is that stuff that comes out of dog butt glands?
Ding, 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 ding.
Is it really?
Oh, my God.
Is it really? I totally just guessed that.
It's actually beaver. In this case, it's beaver glands. But yes, whiskey flavored with castoreum is on the market already.
Oh, boy.
You can check out
that. And are these things big sellers? Like, people are buying joke whiskeys? Is that because that's
know.
What this is, right? Like, you brought buying the joke, hey, I got you a bottle of brandy. It smells like a corpse.
Tamworthdistilling.com is where you can get more info on these new liquors during this wonderful holiday season.
Yay! Mom, I'm going to get you the deer flavored whiskey.
Oh, is Mom a whiskey lady?
No, she's a vodka or vodka and gin. She's a white liquor, but you know, maybe the deer flavor will bring her over to the dark side.
Oh. Do you like venison?
I've had it. I wouldn't say I wouldn't like order it if it was on the menu.
You're not bringing it up right now doesn't make you want to yell John and have him make that for dinner tonight.
Yeah, no, I'm not making that.
Oh boy,
where would you even get it? I don't know where you get it. Like, I used to, my uncle.
Right up back. They're all over the back.
Yeah, downtown Mill
John,
Valley. I'm sure someone
kill
hit
a deer,
one overnight.
I'll eat it. Sometimes we would go over to my uncle's house, Michael Bob, and you'd pull into his driveway, and there'd be like a dead deer hanging there getting bled out. And then
oh,
you'd
God.
Go in, I know. And then you'd go in his house, and there'd be like just trophy animals stuffed on every surface and hanging on every wall. And then we'd be like, what's for dinner? Like, oh, spaghetti and venison meatballs.
Oh.
Well, as a kid, I didn't know, so I would
eat it right
them.
Up.
I would eat them, and then but then as an adult, I'm like, I don't want to eat Bambi anymore. I'm gonna draw the line at Bambi. Except that if someone made it for me, I'd probably eat it. I don't know. I'll pretty much eat anything, you know. It's very undiscerning.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple things. Sarah, you're wiping down your groceries with Windex? Windex doesn't kill something like the virus. Windex is like diluted detergent. You need something with at least 65% alcohol.
Okay, well, you know, we're going to get sick soon.
No, it's a disinfectant type.
You hear that?
Yeah, there's disinfectant.
The authority on everything, just wait
in. Pipe down there, listener.
Okay, you pipe down. My God. If I knew how this thing worked, I'd turn him off. I don't know what's happening. John!
Great, John.
Sarah, I don't do the shopping or the wipe down either. My John does it all because I can't do it right.
Yes, I can't do it right, turns out. I took a tip from you, Vin. Your dad doesn't let you mow the lawn because you're not doing it right. You missed
right.
a spot over there. So I just do things that I don't want to do as crappily as possible.
Well, that was one of the things, you know, when your dad says, listen, these are your chores, and then you do them, and then he's like, you left a stripe right down. Hey, listen, you want it to look a certain way. Do it yourself. Thank you. I was like 9, and I was already, I'm over
winning.
This, dude.
I already beating the system, Vin.
Your front yard.
At the house I live at for free where all my meals come to me.
Right.
Yeah, kids. They just don't understand.
We're the best.
You gotta get Isla out there mowing the lawn pretty soon. It's time. She's 7 now.
Yeah, right. Mm. Anyway, I'll read more text on the other side of these important messages on
Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.